Elissa Walker Campbell delivers sports the way you want it. Big names, bold interviews. Beyond the X's and O's. Think big. The Big E Sports Show.
Elissa Walker Campbell, we want to welcome you back this weekend to our program as the countdown is on for Super Bowl 44. And I tell you what, I cannot think of a better way to kick off our program this weekend than talking to one of my good friends, Donnie Snyder. He is the director for Fort Worth's FCA. He is also, boy, we're going to have to start hyphenating his title. He's the author, along with Ken Horton, of a new book that is out, Tom Landry, Man of Character. And I'm so excited to welcome Donnie Snyder back to our program. How are you, Donnie? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, and thank you so much. And I don't know about all that hyphenated title stuff. fortunate to have the opportunity to work with Coach Landry for a while.
I'm looking forward to kind of reliving some of those memories. I know that this book, it was released, actually, it was in the fall or even late summer, and we've intended to have you on the program. We're finally getting around to it. Talk to us a little bit about this book and the inspiration behind the book, Donnie.
It was just published and released in October. We wanted to try to launch it in September, but we were delayed a little. Well, the inspiration, Alyssa, really is that so many people knew Coach Landry's public persona, and very few people knew him, as an individual and the man that he really was in private. And I got to work with him so closely for those 10.5 years when I was the Dallas FCA director. I got to really see his character in action in unique scenarios, everyday life and struggles, from the loss of his youngest daughter, Lisa, to cancer, to just other things where his character, his Christian character, was just so evident. So I wanted to try to communicate that with folks and, with also the idea that we kind of have a character void in our country now. And so that was the real inspiration.
It's interesting, too, as you go through this book, right from the start, the book just jumps out at you. You've got Dan Reeves, who shares in the open about how Tom Landry was a man that truly lived out his convictions. He walked the walk. He demonstrated that, especially even his love for his wife, Alicia.
Yeah, I think that's a real powerful testimony or commentary. Dan Reeves is the 7th winningest coach in the history of the NFL, spent 16 years with Coach Landry as a player and as a coach. And the thing that just so was embedded on him was how Coach Landry treated his wife, just the example of loving his wife, Alicia, day in and day out around the rest of the team. And Dan said not only did it make an impact on him, but it really did everybody. Showed how a man really should love his wife. So,
and, what a great message, especially during this whole thing that's been going on, unfortunately, with Tiger Woods and the whole infidelity. This is such a wonderful example of, how it can be done as a spouse. And the fact that, he would take Alicia, he would take her on many of the road trips as a coach.
Yeah, he did it all the time. And in fact, it was such a big impact on Dan that he began to do it when he became head coach of the Denver Broncos, carried it on to New York and also to Atlanta. So he just thought that, hey, there were a lot of members of his football team that were from broken families or for whatever reason that really needed to see, hey, a husband and a wife can be teammates. And I've got an obligation to show these men how to treat my wife.
Well, when we talk about Tom Landry, so much has been documented about his public persona. Of course, the all-time winningest coach in the NFL. You had shared some insights. Is there any a favorite story about Tom Landry that you could share with us today?
Well, one that I think is pretty incredible that relates to him and what I consider to be his humility was directly following his release from the Cowboys, Jimmy Johnson, became head coach of the Cowboys, and they started a golf tournament one year for the Jimmy Johnson Foundation. It was just, you're going to be their first one ever. They started this deal for kids, and we'd been doing the Tom Landry FCA Open Golf Tournament for many, many years, and coincidentally, this particular year, they scheduled it on the same date as the Tom Landry tournament. So it was going to be like a media fiasco, really, for Jimmy Johnson and that group. you know, I gave them a call, let them know. So we kind of got together, decided to change the date of our tournament, and Coach Landry was so humble and gracious about it. And so what the Jimmy Johnson folks decided to do was to invite us to their pre-tournament gala give some money off some balls that were signed by Landry and Aikman and Staubach and Jimmy Johnson to FCA. So we get there to the gala, and, of course, Landry's presence there was just so huge. Dave Campo came up to him and bent down and called him Mr. Landry, just wanted to meet him and so forth. But what happened was this night was all about the Jimmy Johnson Foundation. It was hosted by Roy Firestone of ESPN. And he gets up there, and within 5 minutes, he says he can't think of a better place to be than here in Dallas, Texas, raising money for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Oh.
And I thought it was just a huge slip of the tongue. Well, Joe Theismann gets up, says the same thing. Pat Summerall gets up and says the same thing. And this was the Jimmy Johnson Foundation tournament. So next thing you know, they auction the balls, and Coach Landry and Aikman and Jimmy and Staubach are up on stage. And we actually they raised about $25,000 for FCA with those balls. But the uniqueness there is that I believe with all my heart, Alyssa, that God really intervened in that night to honor Coach Landry's humility, because that was not an FCA function, but it turned into being one where FCA and ultimately Christ was lifted up, and I do believe it was because of his great humility.
Tell me this, why was Tom Landry, why was he so passionate specifically about FCA?
Well, his testimony was that through a Bible study in Dallas, Texas in 1959, he made a faith commitment to Jesus Christ, and very early on after that, he was a speaker and attended one of our FCA national summer conferences. We call them camps now. And he was so impacted by the number of young athletes that were there learning about Christ and turning their lives over to Christ that he was just convinced that that was the platform that God had given him to share his faith. And so he just was really in there from the very beginnings and just, you know, saw the ministry in action and the lives that were impacted.
You are listening to the voice of Donnie Snyder. He is the director of Fort Worth FCA, and I've got several more questions to ask you about this book. Of course, it is titled Tom Landry, Man of Character. Donnie, where can some of our listeners tune in to go to the FCA website right here in Fort Worth?
Well, you can go to www.fcafortworth.org, and you can get a book there, or you can go to crosstrainingpublishing.com. That's all spelled out, crosstrainingpublishing.com. It's also available at amazon.com. So those are the main sources right now.
It is interesting. Within this book, you feature Bob Lilly, Grant Taft, Kyle Rote Jr., some of the best in the business. Can you give us a sneak peek on that too?
Well, I think that, first of all, Bob Lilly, I mean, you know, voted the all-time Mr. Cowboy. You know, he was from that kind of earlier generation that some of the folks have soon forgotten a little bit about. Bob, who is a fabulous Christian man and just inducted into the FCA Hall of Champions this year. But, you know, Landry said of Bob, he said that a man like Bob Lilly comes along once in a lifetime. He's something a little more than great. Nobody is better than him.
Wow.
So that's pretty incredible comment from one of the greatest football coaches of all time. Bob is just such a gentle giant, humble man, considers Fellowship of Christian Athletes his number one ministry. In fact, we'll be hosting the 29th FCA Bob Lilly Scott Murray Golf Classic on April 12th here at Trophy Club. Just coming up in the next couple months.
And that's going to be fun. Of course, we are talking to Donnie Snyder, the director of Fort Worth FCA. Again, the title of the book is Tom Landry, Man of Character. You know, you had just mentioned, talk about the upcoming golf tournament. What other things are going to be around the corner coming up for FCA?
Well, on May 20th, we're going to have our annual FCA Business Community Luncheon, be it downtown Fort Worth at the Fort Worth Club, featuring Dan Reeves. So that's going to be an exciting
event.
Very
nice.
Of course, our past speakers for the previous two luncheons were Turner Gill, now head football coach at Kansas, and Tommy Bowden. So Dan will do a great job.
You need to be my agent. You keep lining up all these good guests.
Well, it's amazing after 56 years, the impact of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, you know, is just unbelievable.
I might add also, talking about this book, Tom Landry, Man of Character, you had highlighted about Bob Lilly, of course, his contribution to the book. Grant Taft is also in there, Kyle Rolt Jr. There also is some wonderful pictures in here. Can you tell us about that?
Well, some of these, you know, are just some photos from, you know, my association with Coach Landry and Fellowship of Christian Athletes that I think are pretty interesting. One is for his 70th birthday gala that we did on the floor of Texas Stadium. It was a phenomenal event. And what's interesting about that, and I talk about it in the book, is that when we approached Coach Landry on the idea, you know, he was our board chairman, very involved and so forth, about doing this event, he literally looked at me and said, "Do you think anybody will come?" And Alyssa, we raised over $200,000 on that event back then. So it was just a fabulous fabulous event.
That is amazing. As we get ready to wrap up this interview, I especially enjoy all of those younger day pictures of you, Donnie Snyder. I kind of smile as I look at no gray hairs, right?
I was a mere pup back in those days.
And having obviously a great time with Tom Landry. I'm looking at this one picture right now when you guys were teeing it up at the FCA Tom Landry Open at Royal Oaks Country Club in 1988.
That's that was Coach Landry's home course. We held the tournament there for many years before moving it out to Stonebriar to kind of accommodate some growth and some things that we needed to do. But, you know, Coach Landry was an avid golfer, a lot of fun to play golf with. And another thing I bring out in the book is just how witty he was in small group settings. Really a witty and humorous guy, but loved golf and was, you know, was a good golfer.
Some good stuff in here. Tom Landry, Man of Character. You want to tell everyone where to go to get a copy of this?
The easiest place to go would be to crosstrainingpublishing.com. Second place would be amazon.com, or you could just contact us through our local website, fcafortworth.org, and we can accommodate you on a book.
As always, Donnie, you do some great things, so thank you so much for dropping by, and we will catch up with you again real soon. I'm sure we'll be talking about teeing it up.
Okay, Alyssa, thank you.
We'll be right back with much more this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.